It was well more than a year ago when a team of Miami Herald reporters wrote an expose of the drug smuggling racket in South Florida. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. One of those reporters was Carl Hiaasen. His novel, Trapline, co-authored with William Montalbano, grew out of that investigation. Hiaasen says not much has changed.
The impact was that a number of individuals were removed either from office or from their occupation of smuggling, and several of them are in jail right now. The state attorney was suspended for using drugs and for improprieties such as that. But what happens is a new cast of characters moves in, and that's sort of the nature of the drug business, is that it's sort of like shooting ducks in an arcade. You can knock them down and they'll keep popping up, and that's mainly because the apparatus stays in place, the organizations stay in place, and the greed is always there, and the market for marijuana has never been better.
Born and raised in South Florida, Hiaasen thinks it's one of the most corrupt areas in the world, where everyday people refuse to take drug smuggling seriously.
It's considered a legitimate, illegitimate business. It's acceptable. It's not considered any sort of stigma to be a smuggler, and in fact, if it's romanticized in much of the literature, and of course, like Jimmy Buffett songs, and there is an attitude down there, and it's a traditional attitude about Key West. And it doesn't have to be just marijuana; it could be rum or guns or illegal aliens. That smuggling is not such a bad profession.
As a result, he says, honest people become corrupt.
In South Florida, if you're smoking a joint on the street corner, you're probably not going to be hassled. That's sort of the hypocrisy, and that's sort of the big question is it's used by millions and millions of Americans is virtually accepted, and it's unenforceable, yet we continue to mount a huge and expensive multi-million-dollar law enforcement effort to block the smuggling of marijuana.
As for President Reagan's highly publicized visit to South Florida last year to reaffirm White House support for the federal anti-drug program,
they stood him up in front of a lot of drugs, and he put on a little Coast Guard cap, and he looked very chipper and happy there, and he had not the faintest clue about what he was talking.
Miami Herald reporter Carl Hiaasen. For BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. One Miami-based reporter says the government's highly publicized attack on drug smuggling in South Florida is not working. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Carl Hiaasen and William Montalbano have written extensively about the drug trade, and their novel Trapline is a spinoff from that reporting. Hiaasen takes a sour view of the federal Operation Florida campaign. He says agents judge their success merely on the number of tons of marijuana seized and the number of arrests of relatively low-level smugglers.
The thing that they can't measure is what happens to a community because of these strict laws that we have when an entire community, for instance Key West and other small towns in Florida have done the same thing, virtually decide that this law is not worth enforcing, that it's a bad law, and that they're going to make their money. If they can't fish for lobster and they can't fish for shrimp, or the fishing is slow, they're going to go out and run a load of grass and make 10 grand to 15 grand in a night, and the government be damned.
As for Hiaasen's well-publicized reporting on drug trafficking, he says that doesn't seem to bother the dealers too much.
People always say, well, weren't you scared? Weren't you frightened? And you really aren't, because they've got so much else to worry about. They are worried more about going to jail and seeing they aren't happy with you, and they aren't going to invite you over for eggnog on Christmas. But by the same token, most of these people, the last thing they'll go out and bother a journalist, because they've got cops watching them, they've got wiretap problems, they've got IRS problems.
Hiaasen says everyone knows who is behind the drug trade.
Spanish is the language of the high-level drug dealers in South Florida. The Cubans in the marijuana business, dealing with the Colombians who are bringing it up, and both groups trying to work the cocaine business and occasionally killing each other off and with some gusto.
And Hiaasen admits the carnage runs high in South Florida.
It's one of the more dangerous places to be. Let me qualify that in one way. The murder rate that you hear so much about, over a third of those homicides are participants in drug deals who have led in some way to their own troubles and have contributed to their own killing. It's not often that an innocent person gets shot dead on the streets of Miami.
Miami Herald reporter Carl Hiaasen, co-author of Trapline. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.